Hello, Pastor Steve Aldrin with Biblical Archaeology Today. I'm so grateful you're here with us, and I'm extraordinarily thankful to be your host. We're looking at Uzziah's walls in Jerusalem. This is some recent news, so I wanted to interrupt our study we've been doing on Jesus. Thanks for being here. And this, of course, has to do with Jesus, too, the veracity of Scripture. So let's dive in. And several mainstream publications had this. We're just at news.com.au on the Courier Mail. This is Michael Havis from The Sun. So experts say ancient ruinous proof Bible story is real. A breakthrough archaeological discovery in ancient Jerusalem is proof that a Bible story is real, according to experts. A breakthrough archaeological discovery, we'll just read some, thanks for being here. In ancient Jerusalem is proof that a Bible story is real, according to experts. A stretch of wall in the original heart of the city was revealed to have been built by King Uzziah, as hinted in the Bible, The Sun reports. Contrary to popular belief, Hezekiah ruled Judah during the 7th and 8th century BC, did not fortify the city to protect it against the invaders. Now, let's not just run with that statement. For years, experts believed that Hezekiah erected the walls after witnessing his neighbors, the kingdom of Israel, get destroyed by the Assyrian Empire. Now, a decade-long study has found that it was actually his great-grandfather, King Uzziah, who built the walls after a huge earthquake. Joe Uziel of the Israel Antiquities Authority said for decades it was assumed that wall was built by Hezekiah, king of Judah. But now it's becoming clear that it dates back to the days of King Uzziah, as hinted at in the Bible. Till now, many researchers assume that the wall was built by Hezekiah during his rebellion against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, in order to defend Jerusalem during the Assyrian siege. And so it's now apparent that the wall in its eastern part, in the area of the city of David, was built earlier, shortly after the great earthquake of Jerusalem as part of the construction of the city. So on one hand, it's great news because it shows that Israel wasn't just a meandering smattering of a few nomadic tribes in the time of Hezekiah, but been established actually in basically the previous century in that very long reign of Uzziah. It became a leper, and there's some interesting archaeology with him besides this. On the other hand, what Hezekiah did for the Assyrian invasion, I don't think you can discount that just automatically. And, you know, it could be that two different portions of the wall were built two different times. So the findings echo the tales from the Old Testament hinted that Uzziah constructed the wall. In the second book of Chronicles, a passage described the event. Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner gate, at the valley gate, and at the angle of the wall, and he fortified them. The religious scripture also detailed the earthquake that rocked the capital 2,800 years ago. Listen to this, which was proven to be true event after archaeologists unearthed a layer of destruction in 221. I think that's extremely important, too. And so it's fascinating, secular things. I mean, or quoting, the book of Amos reads, "In the valley and the hill shall be stopped up, for the valley of the hill shall reach only to Azel. It shall be stopped up as it was stopped up as a result of the earthquake in the days of King Uzziah of Judah." A study, a joint project between the IAA, Israeli Antiquities Authority, Tel Aviv University, and the Weizmann Institute of Science, used carbon-14 dating to determine the origin of the ancient wall. According to the IAA, this period in history is previously considered a black hole due to fluctuating levels of the isotope in the atmosphere at the time. However, scientists were able to trace these fluctuations year by year using ancient tree rings from Europe, which that's all interesting to me. Elizabeth Boreto of the Weizmann Institute said the resolution of C-14 was very bad. 200 to 300 years, it was impossible to distinguish anything else. With the work we've done in the city of David, which is copious, we exceeded to reach a resolution less than 10 years, which really is something very new and dramatic. The biological artifacts discovered at four different excavation sites in the ancient center of Jerusalem, sometimes known as the City of David, provided the scientists with their sample material. The researchers have used date pits, which is interesting, grape seeds, and even bat skeletons to identify the sample's age through carbon dating. I love all this. This is so good. In order to separate the carbon-14 from other organic material, each was cleansed, turned into graphite, then placed in a particle accelerator that operated at 3,000 kilometers a second. And that's just amazing. So there are also common beliefs that the city expanded westward during the reign of King Hezekiah just over 2,700 years ago, that'd be during the time of Isaiah. The new research claims that Jerusalem's expansion happened five generations earlier than previously thought. Now, I did want to say this. Right now, I can't recall what the Bible says. Obviously, we all know about Hezekiah's tunnel and this type of thing, and certain fortifications. I mean, if the scripture says Hezekiah did something, that's, you just have to go with that, just based on the evidence of everything else is true. Why would one thing not be true? Then, at the same time, it's really devastating to what's known as minimalist archaeologists. But again, just tried to say that until almost time of Alexander the Great, you just basically had no kingdom in Israel, and it was just nomadic tribes. And here you have, obviously, very close to the Solomonic period, a large capital in Jerusalem. So the conventional assumption to date has been that the city expanded due to the arrival of refugees from the kingdom of Israel in the north following the Assyrian exile. This is according to Yuval Gadot of Tel Aviv University. However, the new findings strengthen the view that Jerusalem grew in size and spread towards Mount Zion already in the 9th century B.C., the 800s. This was during the reign of King Jehoash, 100 years before the Assyrian exile of 722 BC, excuse me. And now, this is something else. In addition, the city might have been not just bigger, might have been much bigger than experts formerly estimated, which is, think of Solomon's reign. So during the 10th century BC, the days of David and Solomon, this research has shown that the city is occupied in different areas, seems to have been larger than we thought previously. Hey, the Bible's true. We can pinpoint specific buildings and relate them to specific kings mentioned in biblical texts, including things like Hezekiah's seal, Isaiah the prophet's seal, Jeremiah the prophet's secretary seal, Baruch, the son of Neriah, a couple of them. So the word of God is true. I love this. This is just so good. God bless you. Thanks for being here. Join us daily if I'm able to keep doing these daily. Pray for us. God bless you. We love you. And do check out our other podcasts here on the channel. We've got thousands. So, bye-bye.